And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 22nd of February, 2025. February 22nd is National Cook a Sweet Potato Day. Sweet potatoes are large, starchy, sweet-tasting, tuberous root vegetables. Cultivars of the sweet potato have been bred to bear tubers with flesh and skin of various colors. Sweet potato is only distantly related to the common potato. The darker sweet potatoes are often referred to as yams in parts of North America, but they are actually sweet potatoes. True yams have skin that looks like tree bark and are not commonly seen in American groceries. The sweet potato is native to the tropical regions of South America in what is present-day Ecuador. Now sweet potatoes are enjoyed by people groups all over the world. Sweet potatoes are nutrient-dense. They're high in fiber and antioxidants, which protect the body from free radical damage and promote a healthy gut and brain. They're also incredibly rich in beta-carotene, which is converted to vitamin A to support good vision and the immune system. Sweet potatoes are versatile and can be prepared in both sweet and savory dishes. Today's a good day for eating sweet potatoes. Maybe try some spicy sweet potato chili and some sweet potato pie. It's the birthday of Willie Smits, born on this day in 1957. Willie Smits is a trained forester, a microbiologist, conservationist, animal welfare activist, wilderness engineer, and social entrepreneur. He has lived in Indonesia since 1985. He founded the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation and has worked for the survival of this threatened species of ape. Smits had his first encounter with an orangutan in the market. It was a life-changing event, and Smits often retells the story. Quote, "Somebody stuck a crate in my face at the market. Looking out from between the slats were the very, very sad eyes of a baby orangutan. I couldn't forget them. That evening I went back after the market closed. Walking around in the dark, I heard a horrible gasping sound. The baby in her crate was in the garbage dump, dying." Smits nursed her back to health, and a few weeks later, he was given another sick orangutan to look after. With the help of thousands of school children contributing small amounts of money, Smits was able to set up what became the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation to rehabilitate orphaned and misused orangutans and return them to a safe place in the wild. Hundreds of confiscated orangutans rescued from illegal animal smuggling, kept as pets, or exploited in other ways, were rehomed. Smits quickly saw that protecting orangutans and their habitat not only benefits orangutans, but also the environment, biological diversity, the poor in Borneo, and all the world's people. His activities expanded from rescuing, rehabilitating, and releasing orangutans to monitoring, conserving, and rebuilding the rainforest. The release of the Food for Profit documentary was on this day in 2024. Food for Profit is the first feature documentary that exposes the links between the meat industry, lobbying, and the corridors of power. It denounces how Europe is transferring hundreds of billions of taxpayers' money into the hands of intensive farms, which mistreat animals, pollute the environment, and pose a potential danger for future pandemics. Directors Julia Innocenzi and Pablo D'Ambrosi take us on an enlightening but shocking journey across Europe, where they confront farmers, corporations, and politicians. Their team of investigators infiltrated farms in many European countries, exposing the truth behind the perceived excellence of European dairy and meat. And here is a reading for today from Micah chapter 6. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6, verse 8. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly.